Hey, Boney James. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to the set my co-host, the esteemed professor, Professor Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd, the third. Sir, tonight. Sir.
God evening, world. Yes, tonight. Oh, boy, tonight is that celebration of Ghoul.
Okay.
So, interestingly enough, that we celebrate this, the night before All Saints Day, which will be tomorrow. But I noticed recently on social media, there's a celebration of a Gaelic holiday called Shamain, and that Shamain lasts for the evening of the 31st up until the evening, up until tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right.
But, all of this, I know, but all of this comes into scary R&B, which is what tonight is about.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that. Now.
Yeah.
I told someone earlier, they said happy Halloween. I said, look, I don't celebrate Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's right.
And I don't do that. Now, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm for the music here. Because there's some songs on here that I really, really like.
All right.
And those of you who love Halloween, want to celebrate it, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we're open-minded here, to a certain extent. Because certain things we don't know. We do not play a gangster rap. We not play heavy metal. There are certain things that we do not play. But tonight, hey, you guys like Halloween? It's fine. Halloween parties are fine, and that's okay. That is really okay. So again, from my perspective, I'm just here for the music, and this is what we're gonna do, because there are a couple of songs here that I really, really like, and there's one you put at the bottom of the list. You know what I'm gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Can I bring it to the top of the list?
Okay.
Okay, I wanna bring it to the top of the list.
Okay.
Because I love this song.
Okay.
Okay, and sure. I think it'd be a great opening to the broadcast.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's
no.
do it.
No, go ahead and do that and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no. Okay, I just stopped it right now. You said go on and do it.
Go
and
ahead
then
do
I'm
it.
Going, then I'm going to the top.
Okay.
All right. One of my favorite.
It's the
anthem. Baddest. It's performer.
The, yes.
Of all time.
It is the anthem now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We love you, King.
You are listening to Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, Professor, right in here. Tell them, yeah, okay. Professor.
Yes.
All right. MJ. The best of all time.
And we'll talk more about him after this song.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Yes! One of my favorite songs.
No
I
laugh.
Love this song.
No laugh. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are you satisfied now?
No,
I got you, bro. No, that's all right. I think that was excellent. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Because what you did right there, even though there was a faux pas on my behalf, right? When you said no laugh, then we hit the laugh.
Well, I mean, Thriller, yeah.
No, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's good radio, in my opinion.
It's good radio. I get it. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. You are 100% right. And, interesting, in putting this playlist together, it was just so amazing about how many MJ songs are on here. And it was like, you know, one thing that I don't think that we have given enough attention to was like the horror genre in pop. He was a leader in that. I mean,
I never even thought about
that. Yeah. I mean, think about all the songs. Now I'm spoiling here, Planet Earth a little bit, but you know, Smooth Criminal. Blood on the Dance Floor, Ghost, Is It Scary? I mean, all of this stuff, and we got them all tonight. So, you know, just letting you know.
Okay.
Among many others.
Before we played that,
mm-hmm.
I said I was going to the top of the list.
Okay.
Should I still go to the top, or do you want to?
Let's go to the top.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to miss what you just shared.
No.
We've got to get that in.
We'll get them in.
Okay. Sounds good mm-hmm. to me. All right.
Get a load of this.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you.
Some Nina Simone coming up.
Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What up? I lie. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you. I
on you. Because you're mad, 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 help, help, oh, oh, you're mad.
I put a spell on you.
Monday Night Madness.
Mm. The power of a song. It doesn't matter who does it. It is just, God, I put a spell on you.
Oh, my goodness. Make sure it's a good one, okay?
And, one. Frightfully appropriate this evening.
Right.
I put a spell on you.
The first one was by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, folks. Ooh. Screamin'
Jay
Hawkins.
Who... shock rock, especially Ozzy Osbourne, owes a debt to, because all of these, you mentioned heavy metal earlier, all these bands, you know, with the horror aesthetic and, I mean, Osbourne calls himself the Prince of Darkness, Kiss with the makeup, all of them owe a debt to Screaming Jay Hawkins. He was the first, and he was a what?
What?
A black man.
Ooh. And you know what? And speaking of, oh my God.
That's right, I see.
Those groups that you were talking about. And it was almost, they wore a mask on stage.
Yeah. Kiss especially.
The makeup?
The makeup, yeah. Motley Crue in the beginning had a lot of makeup. Yeah, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking a little bit deeper than we would take that. You know, and associate this with the music they play.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's always a connection.
Black Sabbath, all of them, they owe a debt to Screaming Jay Hawkins. Mm-hmm.
Really? I had no idea.
Dio.
Had no idea. This is Monday Night Madness, folks. Musicology with a heavy dose of what?
Serotonin.
I already told you. We're talking about musical archaeologists. And guess what? That means, what is an archaeologist? That means you dig up.
Yeah.
We dig. And we bring up the gems. Say the gems.
What?
And Professor, hey, we deliver them to you, what?
To
on a
silver platter.
I already told them.
Hey.
Okay? This jam right here, I found it more funny than scary.
It was meant to be. It was a novelty hit.
The Monster Mash.
Let's do it.
Hey. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. And my monster from his lab began to rise.
I still don't like Halloween. I still don't. I don't care.
He did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
That was a hit too, wasn't
it? Caught on in a flash.
Gotta believe it.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the Mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the Mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the Mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the Mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash food!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash food!
Monster Mash food!
You knew I was going to go to the next song, but I got to stop. Because you looked over at me and I'm over here chuckling.
Is that bringing back memories?
It is! and you know, I thought it was funny then. I think it's funny now.
I love the song.
Well, you know, I think it was a likable song. Mm-hmm. I really do. Be honest with you. It wasn't, oh God, there's some songs that I absolutely hated. This wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for what it was. And it became, oh, I asked you.
Hmm.
Okay. Was this a hit? I mean, a hit of a, you know, how we George is where it was on the top billboards mm-hmm. or whatever it was. And you said,
mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how many times it's being played,
mm-hmm.
especially tonight.
Number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
In 1962. The BBC banned the song because they believed that it was too morbid for the airwaves. Guess what? Number nine on the R&B charts in 1962.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Just because I think it's funny, I didn't think it would rank that high on R&B?
R&B, bro,
That tells you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, to me, that's not R&B.
No, I think it's the novelty of it and, just his voice, you know, just the, just the sort of sinister evil of the voice.
You know, it's really funny to me how people migrate to that. You know, you and I had a conversation off air earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, when you start about talking about gruel and ghoul and, oh, I mean, yeah, all of that. Okay. That is, to me, that is negative. And I told you about an argument that I got into someone years and years ago.
Oh, yes.
And it was about, I was telling them,
that's right,
it's negative. Harder mm-hmm. to be positive.
It is.
Then it is to be negative.
It is.
And she argued me down. I said, no, you're not winning this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be negative, I mean, positive every day, it takes work, folks.
It does.
If you look at everything that's coming to you, it's almost like you're in a cosmic zone and everything is coming. You got asteroids, you got everything coming at you, right?
And then think about what it says about the civilization of ours, planet-wide, that it takes... That it's harder, that it's more difficult to be positive than it is to be negative.
And isn't that something?
And that you could do next to nothing to just be negative. And then you said the easiest thing in the world to do is just give up.
Hey, if you're negative, that's what they have done.
You know? So,
say, hey, it is what it is.
So what does that say about us? You know? Oh, but here's something positive. Here's a positive tidbit.
And
then,
spin it.
And then we can go on to the next one. Monster Mash, the pianist. Do you know who the pianist was?
Nope.
A young Leon Russell.
No way.
See, That's right. Leon Russell.
Professor be asking me these doggone questions like I'm in the class. I'm not in your classroom, Professor. No, you tell us who it is. Don't be asking me. I have no idea. Maybe some of the audience do. Hey! Doing the zombie? What? What the? Oh! Monday Night Madness, folks. I hope you're jamming with us. Hey, we do this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our opinions, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe.
So I called up the Sonny on my new car phone. She said, I like to dance and I rock it hard. So I took a shortcut through the county graveyard. I saw some people moving, but I heard no chatter. These damn things were dancing like it just don't matter. Scary monster sounds racing through my head. And I began to rock it with the living dead.
It's the latest graveyard dance. Just give yourself a chance.
Oh. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your hands in time. But it's the bell that tolls. It brings us to insanity. Let's do the time on the air. Let's do the time on the air.
It's a dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Change. Time ain't nothing, never what I gain.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Now, I know you're going to tell me you saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, I did not. No, absolutely not.
You need that experience.
No,
you
I don't.
Yes, you do. You need to go at midnight, and you need to have a costume on and stand in line.
Yeah, really?
And you know what? In the theater, when that sequence comes on, everybody stands up and does the dance, the time warp dance. Yes, yes.
Okay, so so you've done this.
I'll never forget the first time.
Oh,
I was dating
that's
this.
A yes,
I was dating this woman, and this was almost 30 years ago. Okay, and I took her to a midnight showing at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, keep in mind that this was my first time too, and I knew about the time warp thing from television and from what people were telling me.
Okay,
and I thought. I really thought that she was going to think this was so stupid, this part, that she wasn't going to do it.
Right.
She got up and went step by step with everybody else, but then I had to do it too.
Okay.
So, yeah. it's something that you could just shed your hang-ups and just
really
have fun for just a minute or two.
Okay. Yeah, I have some other remedies. No, I ain't doing it. No.
Here's another one. Here's another one for you. Get a load of this antidote.
Oh my God.
On prevalent background vocals and prevalent background vocals on this, a young Meatloaf.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
If you can see his face.
Okay.
It's like he's done.
Yeah. Hey, folks, you know what?
Meatloaf was in the original cast. You know that.
You know, this is what be scary. And but you know, I've had more chuckles
on
this than anything. And
we're going to have that tonight.
The time warp. Oh my God. Nope. I ain't doing the time warp dance. I ain't doing that. That is not my style. No, my legs won't go to that. But anyway, and the witch doctor.
Oh yes,
my God.
Precursor to Alvin and the Chipmunks. It was credited to David Seville, but later recordings was Alvin and the Chipmunks, and you can hear the voice of Alvin prominent in that recording.
Oh my God! Man. Hey, you know, to me, folks, it's been a whole lot of fun. I hope you guys are enjoying this. Okay, StudioWBuzz.com. Monday Night Madness, Musicology. With the heavy dose of what, Professor?
Serotonin.
I'm telling you right now, we bring it, and you can hear a lot of different stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. I promise you. Now, you can also go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Please subscribe, leave a comment, it won't cost you anything, and let us know what you think about the show. And if you want to hear it again, or just share it with a friend, it'll be up on about 24 hours, okay? Monday Night Madness. It is a different show. I'll guarantee you there's no other show like this on the planet. I promise you
so
that.
So true.
Oh, it's no truth. I mean, nothing but the truth right there.
Nothing but.
Now, this one right here, I really love this song. And I'm going to listen to the lyrics again to see how this is relevant, too.
Well, a lot of the songs tonight, titles, you know, if it fits, I just put it in too. So
right. I've got one. I'm gonna slip in.
Okay,
and I want your opinion about that too. But this one, I love this song.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder.
Beware Superstition.
Oh man, one mean cat, Stevie Wonder. Icon Stevie Wonder. Monday Night Madness, you've got WB and the Professor Elroy Board III.
Hey.
AKA Professor Pop Culture.
All right.
Professor, let's talk about Stevie Wonder here for a second. We've covered groups, artists in different corners of the United States especially, right?
Yes.
And each where we go, whether it's like the Midwest, whether it is out there in Philly, you know, with that Philly sound, whether it's down south, you know, with the Southern Soul, or whether it's out there, like I said, with Prince, or on the West Coast, wherever it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where would you play Stevie Wonder?
Detroit, right?
Yeah, well, I know this is where he's from, mm-hmm. but it kind of seems like he's...
Okay. Black America.
Man.
That's it, man.
It's like he's his own different segment of whatever genre you want to put him in, right?
You know, the tagline for Motown in the 70s was, "The sound of young America." Stevie, the sound of Black America.
I love it. I love it. I love that. So I've got a couple I'm going to insert in here.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm not going to tell you the artist right now. Nope. Name. And you can't peep my screen.
I'm not looking. Don't even look over here. I don't even
but
know.
But this one right here.
Yeah.
I want to see if this kind of fits into it.
Yeah, it does.
One minute.
Yeah, I hear it.
Footsteps in the Dark.
Thank you, sir.
Love that lasted for so long. just now and then, looking down dark corridors and wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep the same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby, in the dark.
I'm so glad you did.
Well, I've got one more. I can't help myself.
Okay.
I can't help myself. This is Monday Night Madness. Midnight Sky.
Midnight Sky.
That's right. The Osley Brothers.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Very nice.
I tried to tell you.
Midnight Sky.
Oh, I know this song.
Where you think I played it?
And south of the border.
Stop playing. Stop playing.
I know that when I awaken, I've taken more than moonbeams home in a jar. Oh, baby, morning and day you are right next to me. Can you feel break of day? And I'm feeling hazy, and she's feeling good.
Take
Midnight. Professor, you're going to have to tell everybody about this amazing group. I know you're ready.
Look, man.
Man.
The Isley Brothers.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are so fortunate to have the best of the best. The professor of pop culture, right here, right here.
You are talking about the longest lasting family group in the history of post-war modern popular music.
It's amazing.
Still relevant and going strong to this very day. And you're also talking about a front man who is 81 years old and still
are you serious
active and still working.
And who would that be?
Ronald Isley, my brother.
The guitarist that we heard.
And the guitarist Ernie Isley, okay? You're talking about a group,
man,
that has been extremely diverse. One of the most diverse spinoff careers in the pantheon of popular music. You talk about spinoff groups, Isley Jasper Isley. You're talking about a group that ran a record company at one time, T-Neck Records.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't know it.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And.
I know about T-Neck Records, but I didn't know.
Yes, that was them. Because in 1959, the Isley family moved from Cincinnati to Englewood, New Jersey. And then by the turn of the decade of the 70s, the Isleys, especially Ronald, moved to T-Neck, New Jersey. There. And then, think about all the hits. They were on Motown for a brief minute, for a brief stint. And that was, ironically enough, 1966 when the whole label kind of was about to go through that shift and change into social consciousness. You know, It's Your Thing, hits like that. It's Your Thing.
Yeah.
This Old Heart of Mine. And then Twist and Shout, the Beatles' greatest. Not greatest, I take that back, but their first American.
It was a hit?
Hit was an Isley Brothers song.
Wow.
You know, and originally done by the Isley
Professor,
Brothers.
I gotta share this with you.
Yeah.
I'm smiling because I'm so much enjoying this.
Yes.
And a couple of things we haven't done in a while, and that was to focus on a particular group or, like, we've covered so many. Okay, I'm going to take the easy ones right now. We've covered the Isleys.
Yes.
The Jacksons.
Yes.
Jackson 5. Oh, my God. Ooh. DeBarge.
Yes.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan. The Queen of Soul. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to steal all them before